Mr. Speaker, the Leader of the Opposition and I agree on one thing. That was a complete nightmare. And the only turkey around here was the speech he's just given. As for denial, the man who said borrowing wouldn't come down, unemployment wouldn't come down, growth wouldn't happen, the man who refuses to apologise for what he did to the British economy, he is the very epitome of denial. And that's the central problem with his response and indeed his whole economic framework. Not only did he predict the recovery would never come, he went out of his way to say, if we stick with our plan, it could never come. This is what he said in March this year. I've said consistently that unless there is a government-led plan for confidence, for growth and for jobs, the economy will get worse and also the deficit won't come down, it will go up. The economy getting worse, the deficit going up, 1 million jobs would be lost, he predicted. But the economy is growing, 1 million jobs have been created, the deficit has come down. I've got an explanation for what's happened. We do have a government-led plan for confidence, for growth and for jobs. It's our plan and it's working and he should have welcomed it. And that was the extraordinary thing about that performance. He couldn't bring himself to welcome any of the better economic news. He's built his whole proposition as Shadow Chancellor that our effort to deal with the public finances would make that growth impossible. And you do wonder what he's been up to with his time, but he gave a clue in a newspaper interview this week. He said this, I've had to cancel my grade 3 piano exam because it's in exactly the time when George Osborne is standing up to do his autumn statement. I think he should have gone ahead with the chopsticks rendition. He also said this. The newspaper interview says this. He said to Miss Perrin, his piano teacher, if I go wrong, can I start again? She replied, it's probably best you keep going. He takes the same approach to economic policy as he does to his piano. And this is the final thing he said. He hopes to reach grade 8 piano over the next 4 years. Well, after his performance today, I can see why he expects to have a lot more time to practice. He raised. This is the central point. You cannot have a cost of living plan without an economic plan. And their silence about the economy goes to the heart of their weakness. They can't talk about their record because they had the biggest recession ever. They can't talk about the deficit because they've got no plan to deal with it. He can't even talk about infrastructure and his much vaunted plan for a cross-party consensus because he was the person who tried to break the consensus on the biggest project of all. He can't talk about housing because there were 420,000 fewer affordable homes at the end of a Labour government. He can't talk about business rates because they went up 71% under Labour. He can't talk about support for business because he wants to put taxes up on business. He can't ask about standing up to the powerful because this is the week they caved into the trade unions. He can't ask about jobs because he wants more jobs taxes. And he can't ask about banking and financial services because the person they hired to advise them was the Reverend Flowers. The Right Honourable Gentleman said this, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to be the cooperative Chancellor. And let me end by saying this, that is exactly what he would be. Borrowing more than he can afford, catastrophic management of the finances, deluded leadership, preaching one thing and doing another. It's hard-working people who will pick up the price if it blows up again. He can't welcome the economic recovery because he is the biggest risk to economic recovery. Yeah.